It's time for another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. I'm JR from the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Every Wednesday, we drop a new episode highlighting how we can utilize sports to be more inclusive and bring us together. Make sure you subscribe so you're introduced to new athletes and stories when they drop every week. For this episode, it's off to Pennsylvania to check in with athlete Daniel Morales. Daniel recently moved to PA from Virginia, where he worked with Special Olympics. In a few seconds, you'll hear why he's one of the most energetic and inspiring athletes. He's really the life of the party. A matter of fact, let's keep the energy going and check in with Daniel Morales. As I mentioned, it's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, and right now we're going to Special Olympics, Pennsylvania, for a conversation with my main man, Daniel Morales. Daniel, how are you, man?
I'm doing very well, JR. How are you today?
Man, I don't have any complaints. Now, there's a few things that I understand. You're formerly of Pennsylvania. Hold on a second. Hey, James, you picking up that drill? Let's see. Hold on one second.
Yeah, I can hear that drill. It's okay. Gone now, but I did hear it when it was gone. But do you want to just take it from the top?
Yeah, they but now hopefully they're done.
Now, I'm formerly of Virginia, among other states.
Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna get that in there, Daniel. Okay.
All yes, right, here we go.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
Let's do this.
Okay, 3, 2. It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, and right now we're going to Special Olympics, Pennsylvania. We're going to have a conversation right now, as I mentioned, with my main man, Daniel Morales. Daniel, how are you?
I can't complain, JR. How are you?
Man, I don't have anything to complain about as well. I'm happy to hear that you're joining us. We're going to learn more about you, your story. I guess my first question is, how did you get involved in Special Olympics?
Well, I was 8 years old, and it was in the state of Washington. I got into Special Olympics softball and bowling, and I've just been part of a family ever since. I've done Washington, Hawaii, Virginia, and now Pennsylvania.
That's cool. I understand, and we're going to talk about that you not only participated in Virginia, but you also worked as well. But we'll get there. What is the best part about participating in Special Olympics?
The best part about participating in Special Olympics is just the camaraderie between the athletes. Like, even here in Pennsylvania and in Virginia, the people that I competed against, I'm still friends with today. I can remember vividly going onto the field, going onto the court, and just, you know, catching up with some of my opponents and then beating them horrendously.
And so amongst every place that you've competed, and you talked about the camaraderie, You mentioned and rattled off some of the sports that you participate in. Tell us again, what are they?
Sports haven't I done? I've done bocce, softball, bowling, track and field, basketball, and soccer. And I'm trying to do bowling come the winter, and I'm currently in soccer right now.
So how long have you been participating in Special Olympics? How many years?
Over half my life. 16 years.
That's a good amount of time, man. And so what initially attracted you? Was it a friend, a family member? What brought you into the family?
I believe my mother got me into it. I'm like I said, I was only 8 when I got into it, so I'm too young to remember, but I believe my mother initially signed me up for Special Olympics softball, and yeah, that's what got me into it.
That's pretty awesome, man. And for what you're doing in Pennsylvania now, what does your participation currently look like?
Well, my participation is currently... Well, whenever they need someone to hold a banner or someone to go out and, you know, speak about Special Olympics, open the sheets, I've done a couple of those, you know, they call me.
I can dig it, man. Well, I can certainly understand why. You have the gift of gab, man. You're a great person to talk to. Have you always been this way, talkative and open, expressive?
Well, from what I've told, yes, except for the first 3 years when I was nonverbal.
So what helped open you up to be such a great communicator?
Well, just great people that I've been around with. Well, my family, obviously, all my friends, but I think mostly my grandfather. You know, he's been a politician for, God, as long as I can remember, way before I was born. And, you know, he's like me. He has that gift of gab, and I like to think that he passed that on to me.
So he passes that on to you. You're now spreading the good word of Special Olympics to people every place that you go. What advice would you give to other people about opening up?
I would say never stop looking what... Let me start over. Don't stop at what you're good at. You find something that you're good at. You keep on doing that. You'll never work a day in your life because you're having too much fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You talk about having too much fun. When you're not participating in Special Olympics, what is fun to you?
What is fun to me? Well, cheering on my New York Giants despite our loss last night. Anything. Walking around, playing video games, reading, and watching Netflix. So yeah.
Well, let's go back to those New York Giants, man. What do you expect from the New York Giants the rest of this year?
Us to have definitely Saquon to come back, get a lot of rushing yards, Daniel Jones. To get a lot of fantasy points, to have him on a fantasy team this year, but hopefully not to have us. I'm not expecting playoffs, honestly, from how we've performed the past couple weeks. But just as long as we have a winning record, I don't care. Or that, close to a winning record.
That was going to be my next question. If you thought they were going to make the playoffs, but you kind of answered that. So what team do you think is going to probably be back in the Super Bowl? You think it's going to be the Chiefs again?
Ooh, I hate to say it, but I have to say the Eagles. I have to say the Eagles. You know, they have a great team, great coach. I wouldn't be surprised if we had a Chiefs-Eagles rematch.
I wouldn't be either. I think it's kind of amazing that you participate as an athlete with Special Olympics. You're a huge sports fan, obviously, as well. Who helped open up the world of sports to you? Like, who put you in front of the NFL? How did you fall in love with football? Who did that?
Okay, this is one of my favorite stories. So when I was 8 years old, my parents dragged me to a Super Bowl party. Now, I had never watched a Super Bowl before. It was Super Bowl 42. It was Giants-Patriots. Yes, Pats. It was the undefeated game. And I was actually rooting for the Patriots because I heard this talk all week on TV. You know, Patriots are going to go undefeated. Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. So I thought, you know what? I'm watching this. They're going to root for the Patriots. And I don't explain it. I can't explain it. But I remember vividly watching the pregame show and seeing Alicia Keys perform No One and Rihanna perform Umbrella as the ticker Super Bowl 42 coming up next. I can vividly picture that in my head. But anyways, that's just one of my favorite memories. One of my favorite memories is going in front of the TV when that play happened. Yes, the helmet catch. And I'm like, I never want to miss another play like this.
David Tyree,
absolutely. And I remember going to school the next day and expecting a bunch of people making fun of me for cheering on the Patriots. So I said, I've cheered on the Giants, and I've been a Giants fan ever since.
Oh, listen, man, that's a cool story. I think that's a cool way to – that's not a bad game to get really, like, introduced to sports and fall in love with it. How would you say for you sports has changed your life? How has it changed your life?
Ooh, sports has given me a reason to wake up in the mornings, you know? Not just watching, but competing as well. It's getting me active. It's getting me out of the house. It's getting me – a bunch of new friends that I never would have had otherwise. It's given me a reason to live, you know?
I love it, man.
They live a reason to be, and I'll forever be thankful. And not just football, but, you know, baseball, basketball, hockey as well.
So when you talk about all these sports that you watch and then you also compete in and you do so much public speaking, what is the main point that you try to convey to people just to get involved with sports? Like people who have no idea about Special Olympics, what's like the main thing that you tell them about being involved and the benefits of it?
Well, the main thing I tell them is that, well, I was bullied a lot. If I could say, I was bullied a lot in sixth grade in elementary school. And that's when I really got started Special Olympics. So I tell people, for everyone who does not have a place of their own, you will find a place here. Like, you will have a home here at Special Olympics, because I certainly have, and I'm forever grateful for it. And I try to spread that message everywhere I go.
I know you talk about your grandpa helping to inspire you to speak and be more open.
Yes.
What inspires you to keep going now, man?
What inspires to keep me going? It's my family. You know, my family's been behind me every step of the way. My brother, my mom, my dad, my grandfather, my late grandmother, God rest his soul. But, you know, just them encouraging me, and even not just my family, but I consider my second family, my Special Olympics family. Like, even in Virginia, I'm still good friends with those people, and they, you know, they encourage me. I tell them all my Special Olympics news and sports and forthcomings, and just the encouragement that I've gotten is amazing.
I love it, man. So what else are you into? I know you mentioned Netflix. What else are you doing when you're not into sports, man? What else is going on?
Well, I've been trying to catch up on the Scout Pilgrim and on the Scout Pilgrim manga, and I've been trying to find the full color manga for a while, because I got into the movie this past year. And
what? Help me out, Daniel. What movie is it? I'm not a movie guy. Sorry.
It's Scout Pilgrim versus the World. It was based on a movie in 2010. It's this Canadian teenager named Michael Cera who has to fight seven evil exes to date Mary Elizabeth Winstead's Ramona Flowers. And the cast, I swear, one of the best before they were famous casts ever. You got Chris Evans, you got Brie Larson. Those are the only two that come up. You got Aubrey Plaza, you have Macaulay Culkin's brother, you got Kieran Culkin.
Wow.
Yeah, just one of my favorite movies. And Netflix is coming out with an anime in a couple months. So I'm trying to, you know, absorb everything I can before that anime comes out.
Oh, listen, man, you're ahead of me. All I kind of just watch sports, and my knowledge pretty much stops there. I know sports, music, and what's going on in the world. I gotta catch up to you, my man. How do you find time to manage this? How do you find time to have balance with everything that you do?
Well, I try to set a bit of time each day to myself, you know, to just sit back, relax, and crush some noobs in FIFA.
I love it, man. FIFA, you beat who? What team do you play with in FIFA?
Mostly the Washington Spirit.
Okay.
Or the U.S. Women's National Team.
Okay.
You know, I don't care about the Ultimate Team. I don't care about any of that. I just do the tournaments, World Cup, and that's it.
Man, it seems like you do so much, whether it's the sports, the activities outside. What is a goal that you haven't accomplished? What is something that you want to get involved with and do?
Well, something I've always wanted to do, and it's been my dream for years, is to somehow get my way onto the NFL network, you know, just to be around those people, maybe get on ESPN and just, you know, surround myself with people who follow sports much more than I do. You know,
you want to be a sports broadcaster.
Yes, sir. I've had that dream ever since I was little.
Now we've had RJ Nealon here on the show as a guest on the Agents of Inclusion. Tell me about the project that you're working on. I know he also is a broadcaster, covers MMA, and he's active. What are you guys working on in the storytelling space?
We're doing for those of you that don't know, it's the first ever Special Olympics North America athlete storytelling series. And we have people from Minnesota. We have people from up north in Canada, a few other states I'm blanking right now, and then Pennsylvania, which is me. So RJ is going through and he's teaching us, you know, how to tell stories, how to, you know, how to interview, how to write stories. And we're writing stories right now based on someone in our Special Olympics community. So, yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
That's awesome, man. RJ's a cool dude. We interviewed him here, as I mentioned. I've had a chance to meet him in person and talk to him about all the work that he's doing. So that's a good person to learn from, man.
He really is. He is an amazing person. I agree with that.
Now, I asked you about your goals and what you want to do moving forward. Do you have any favorite memories with Special Olympics? Any awards, any recognitions?
Well, I do remember being a global messenger in Virginia a few years ago and just, you know, getting to travel the state and do all of that. But my absolute favorite sort of memories comes from going to the USA Games last year down in Orlando, getting to, you know, because I've only been to state before then. I've never been to the USA Games. Just going down there and to experience it for the very first time in Orlando on Disney property, where I haven't been in about 13 years. That was just amazing. And the celebrities that were out there, you kidding me? Warren Sapp, the Globetrotters, Miss America, Formula One driver, getting to interview them and getting to hone my interview skills while also getting some dope autographs. That's just one of the coolest moments of my life, you know?
Did you see Mickey Mouse there? You saw Mickey, of course, right?
They all did the opening ceremonies at the Orlando Pride, the women's soccer stadium.
Okay. That's awesome, man. Daniel, I'm at a loss. You're a man of kinda everything, man.
Yes, sir.
So what?
I call myself an agent of chaos.
What are you called? An agent of chaos?
I call myself an agent of chaos.
You gave yourself that nickname, or somebody gave it to you?
I gave myself that nickname.
Okay. Well, when you're not creating chaos, when you're not playing sports or doing the video games, just going around the world. I know you were a global messenger and you're still an advocate. Man, give me a final word that you would share with all of our listeners about inclusion. What makes inclusion so important?
What makes inclusion so important to me is that, well, like the word says, inclusion includes everyone, you know, no child left behind. And if I can, may, I'd like to close on one of my favorite quotes that I heard from Bill Fuggerbacke, the voice of Patrick. He once said, It's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice. And that is one of my favorite quotes, and that is a quote that I think supports inclusion pretty well, you know?
Why is that one of your favorite quotes?
That's one of my favorite quotes because that's something I live every day. You know, there's too much negativity in the world right now. There's too much bad news going on in the world right now. I'm just trying to spread a little positivity in the world, you know? Because I think that We all need that, and everyone listening might need that, and you know, I might need that. So, well, yeah.
Daniel, let me tell you this, man. You said you were trying to spread positivity. You're not trying. You are, man. And I appreciate you doing so. And I know our listeners appreciate it too. Thank you so much for the time. Is there anything else that you want to say in finality, man? You can probably run this podcast instead of me.
I'm available whenever. Next month, we are holding our first annual plane pull. It's going to be October 4th in Pennsylvania. We're having our very first plane pull in Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania, which I know because I set this up. I came over in Pennsylvania and I came over from Virginia and I said, we have to do this. This will be a good franchise, a good fundraising opportunity. So, you know, we're doing it. So thank you for having me on. This has been a true honor. And I would love, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to spread my message of kindness and inclusion all over the world.
Hey, listen, man, the world needs it. And I'm certainly happy and glad that you're doing your part. Thank you, Daniel, so much for joining us here on the podcast, okay?
Thanks for having me, JR.
No doubt about it. It's Agents of Inclusion.